Astros and Rangers battling again on Saturday. Top two, it's already a 1-0 Texas lead. Before Carlos Beltran steps in, he faces Andrew Cashner.
Beltran to right field. That's not quiet. That's upper deck. Home run for Carlos Beltran, and he has tied this game up at one.
Cashner delivers it. There's a smash on the ground through the left side into left field. Springer scores, and it's a 2-1 lead for the Astros.
Understands the details of the game and likes to share it.
Beltran to right field. Another base hit. They're going to wave Altuve around. Here comes the throw. It's cut off. A two-run single for Beltran. Two strikes, one out, first and second. The 3-2 ground ball in the hole. Here comes Andrews. He's going to score. RBI single by Beltran. One-run ball game. Altuve deep to left field. 6-4 Astros. Home run number 8 on the year for Altuve. The 2-2. He strikes out to end the ballgame. 9 in a row for the Astros.
6-5 is Saturday's final over the Rangers as Ken Giles closes it out. Texas drops their third string. They've lost 9 of their last 11. The Rangers' Mike Napoli left the game with back spasms. He went 0-for-1. Adrian Beltre 2-for-4, 2 RBI. He now has 8 hits in 5 games since coming off the DL. Carlos Beltran drove in 3 for Houston. The Astros are the first team to hit 40 wins after a 6-5 victory over Texas on Saturday in Arlington. The Astros win their 9th in a row. Here's manager A.J. Hinch.
I think you can't get too greedy with how you win. The end result is really what you're after on a day-to-day basis. So you can go through so many guys tonight that stepped up and made big pitches or had big at-bats. We had a big inning when we needed to. We then got shut down, and then we you know, tacked on a run in the 9th with Altuve's home run, and it proved to be very pivotal. So we take as many wins as we can get, any way we can get it, and we had so much good go on tonight.
McCullers comes out in that 5th inning. You go to your high leverage guy, Devinsky, but to focus on McCullers, was there any chance? I mean, what really pushed you to go to Devinsky in that spot?
You know, he got into a little bit of trouble, obviously, and I just felt like his command was fading. He had got into the game a little rough with his command. Then he settled in nicely, and then, you know, as he got a little tired and a little bit deeper into the 5th inning, I felt like it was just time for him to go. I tried to give him enough wiggle room for him to navigate his way out of it. Obviously, the Beltre at bat was huge, and then Devinsky came in and picked him up for the last couple outs, and then the next inning. So, and everybody sort of paid it forward a little bit. Harris did the same thing for Gregerson, and Hoyt pitched in the 8th, which is out of his norm. And Giles finished with a fun 9th. So when guys can come in, the type of bullpen we have, I'm proud when those guys step up and make pitches.
Carlos Beltran played a big part in the victory, going 3-for-5, driving in 3, including an early solo home run in the 2nd inning that tied up the score. Here's Beltran on the latest Astros win.
We're happy what we had. You know, today we got our 40 wins on the year. So, you know, baseball is a game where there's a lot of ups and downs. In my case, been in the league for a long time, so I cannot judge my season based on one bad month or two bad months. You have to approach this game every day, and I believe in the work that I do every single day, so I know my time will come.
Lance McCullers Jr. started for the Astros, and while he was no decisioned, he's thrilled the Astros picked up the win.
I feel like I got a little bit unlucky on some balls put in play and then some hits that were infield hits. And then in that 5th inning there, it kind of unraveled a little bit. I feel like I was throwing some really good pitches that I wasn't getting credit for. That's how it goes. But when you have a bullpen like we do and you have a team like we do, this is what shows you like what you're made of as a team, you know? It's not the easiest game to grind out, but games are easy when your team scoring 4, 5, 6 runs and your starters are going 7, 8 and handing over to one of those 3 big guys in the pen. So when you get a game like this where, you know, I had some shortcomings there during the game and got yanked early and the bullpen came in, did what they did, that shows what kind of team we are.
Brad Peacock starts for Houston as they look to make it 10 in a row. He faces Martin Perez of Texas.